bottom of the page, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Abba Ben Yamin Omer, Shnayim Shenichnesu Lispalel, V'kodem Echad Mehem Lispalel V'lo Himtin Eschavero V'yotza. What happened? Abba Ben Yamin describes a scenario. Two people went into a shul to daven, and one of them finished ahead of the other, V'kodem ahead of the other, Mehem Lispalel V'lo Himtin Eschavero. He didn't wait for his friend. V'yotza, he left the shul. He left the shul and he left his friend alone in the shul, still davening behind him. Torfin lo tfilaso b'fanav. They tear up his tefillah in front of him, meaning it doesn't make itself to Shemayim. Notice torfin is written in plural. The Mashal describes that there's malachim along the way as a person's tefillah needs to come to Shemayim, like we say, yala, v'yavo, v'yagir, v'yare'er, v'yare'er, all different levels that our tefillah has to get to till it's in front of kisei hakavod. So along the way, malachim check the tefillahs, and here they tear up his tefillah b'fanav. Maybe that sounds like really close down to this world. It's already torn up. What he did was so bad that he left his friend behind. Shenamar, toref nafsho ba'apo, tear up nafsho is referring to his tefillah. It's also something worthwhile thinking about. Why is tefillah referred to the nefesh of a person? Ba'apo, the Marsha says, Af is the name of the malach that tears it up. But in his Apo could be in his wrath, in Hashem's wrath, his tefillah is torn up. Now there's two ways to understand this pasuk. Rashi explains, Halamancha te'azev aretz, because of you, the Shekhinah left. Because of you, the Shekhinah left, meaning, oh, you finished davening, so the Shekhinah is not here anymore. The Shekhinah is still here because your friend is davening. How could you leave shul when the Shekhinah is still here? That's how Rashi seems to explain that. Haman chateazib aretz is a rhetorical question. You're leaving makes you think like the Shekhinah is only there for you. When you're finished, the Shekhinah left. The Shekhinah is there when your friend's davening too. V'lo od, not only that, is his tefillah torn up. Ela shagorim l'shekhinah shetistalek miYisrael. He causes, when he does that, for there to be less, for the Shekhinah to leave from being amongst Klai Yisrael. Shenamar via a take, to be removed. Tzur literally means a rock, but when it's but often in Tanakh, Tzur refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimkomo, from his makom. And Klai Yisrael is the makom of the Shekhinah, the makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes Tzur himself from Klai Yisrael. That was a continuation of the pasuk. The Ein Tzur Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ein Tzur Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Tzur is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Tzur Yeladcha Teshi. Tzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who begat you, you've forgotten. Teshi. So you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Tzur. The Im Himtin Lo. And if you stay in shul and you wait for your friend to finish, Mas Charo, what's your reward for waiting for him? Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Zocha LeBrachos Halalu. You're zochet to the following brachos, shenemar, lu hikshafta, if you only would have waited, Rashi says hikshafta could be to wait. If you would have waited, l'mitzvosai, for my mitzvah of doing chesed and waiting and being there for him, vehi kenar shlomcha, your shalom would come like a rushing river, v'tzidkatcha kegalei hayam. All that stakos and chasad Hashem would do for you would come like the waves of the ocean. Vahik kechol zaracha, and your seed would be like the sand. Vitzetzei me'echa, etc., etc., etc. And all of your offspring will be blessed if you wait for your friend. So I guess, according to Rashi, it's because you're doing kavod to the Shekhinah by waiting there. But it's also a chesed, it seems like, from what Rashi said, by waiting there. You're doing a chesed by waiting for your friend. The Mefarshim give different explanations for what's going on over here. I told you that Rashi said, Laman Chate Azev Aretz is a rhetorical question. The Aruch, who's also a Rishon, says, Halaman Chate Azev Aretz. No, because of you, Kadosh Baruch Hu now leaves the shul. Why? Because soon we're going to see a Gemara today where when there's two people that are together, there's more Hashras HaShechina than when there's one person alone. So by your leaving, you're making there be less Shechina in the shul while he's davening. So because of you, you're causing the Shekhinah to leave. Why does he also cause the Shekhinah to leave Klai Yisrael? Maybe Mida Keneged Mida. He's being mezazel and cheapening the Shekhinah by not trying to keep it there. So the Shekhinah is okay, you don't want me, so I'm leaving. And he removes himself more from Klai Yisrael. Tosfos focuses on the point that people are nervous and scared to be in the shul alone. And he might not focus as much when you're there. So there's an inyan to stay longer, because they're Okay, back inside the Gemara. Four lines down. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer. Il male nitna rishus. Now this is probably being brought because we're bringing a bunch of different braces that were said by Abba Binyamin. But il male nitna rishus la'ayin liros. If permission would be given to our eyes to see, ein kovir yechol lamu mefneam azikim. Rashi explains nobody will be able to withstand if you would realize and see how many mazikim, how many demons are surrounding him all over the place. He couldn't handle that fact, and therefore Hashem blinds us and makes us not able to see the mazikim. It's actually Rashi brings us down to Chumash by the chamor of Bilam. The chamor of Bilam was able to see that malach. So Rashi says over there that some animals are able to see more things than Hashem allows human beings to see. Because human beings couldn't handle that information. It would scare them. Animals wouldn't be scared by seeing these demons because they don't analyze it or think about it. So that's Rashi and Chumash. But there's, in the back of the Gemara and in the Kovetz Mefarshim of Katanella book, it brings an unbelievable ha'ara. He quotes a midrash in Dvarim that says that there's thousands and thousands of mazikim everywhere. And they all have like blindfolds around them that they can't see us. They can't see people. And that is there to protect us. And then when somebody sins and Hashem decides to take off the blindfold from the mazikim, then they attack a person. So the mazikim can't see us, but they're there and ready to attack if we do something wrong. And Hashem takes off the blindfold. They see us and then they attack. And that, he says, is the pshat in the Gemara. Not like what Rashi was saying, that if permission would be given to the eye, not the human eye, if permission would be given to the eye of the mazikim to see, then ein kaber yichol lam of bnei mazikim, they're all around us. If they would just see us, in other words, we're always walking around in danger. If we sin, the mazikim are ready there to attack if Hashem uncovers their eyes. And he explains that, I'll pee that midrash in Dvarim. Amar Abaye, inhu nefishe minon. They are more than us. There's more of them than us. V'kaime alon, and they stand up around us, ki kisla l'ugya. Rashi says something difficult, and the Mefarshim explained that he's actually giving two pshatim, but ki kisla l'ugya literally means that they surround us like a circle. And then Rashi gives examples of things that are like a circle. Kisla l'ugya, ugya could be that there's like vines that are growing on a mound, and kisla is like the ditch that surrounds the mound. They used to make a ditch around it to gather the water, and they could use the water to water the thing on the ugya that's in the middle. That's one of the pshatim that he brings. So they surround us like that. By the way, another reason why this bryson might be here after the last Gemara is because it could be that the reason why you shouldn't leave him in shul is when he'd be alone, then he'd be subject to the mazikim. Therefore, you should stay with him. So that connects to this next piece that's focusing on the mazikim. Amar Rav Huna, kol chad v'chad minon, alpha mismale u'rivase mimine. Every one of us, minon of us, have 1,000 of these mazikim to our left, u'rivase, and 10,000 on our right side. Why are there more on our right side, 10 times more on our right side, than on our left side? So, I'll just quickly say two pshatim that I saw. One is maybe it was the Marsha, I don't remember, but what one of the Mefarshim should bring down, because since we wear tefillin on our left hand, the mazikim are scared of the tefillin that we wear in our left hand and the schus that our left hand has, so that chases most of them away, and only the strongest ones stay over there. And in the Sefer Magid Ta'aluma, he says that no, because the mazikim that are on our right side are because of bitul mitzvahs aseh. The mazikim on the left side are because of lavin. And it's more often that we're doing bitul mitzvahs aseh than we do lavim. And therefore, there's more of these mazikim to our right than to our left. Amar Rava, hai dochka dehave bekala. Kala is the times during the year that they eat right before the regalim that everybody would come and gather in certain areas and hear shi'urim. And there'd be a lot of tamidei chachamim learning Torah together and sitting in shi'urim. So the squishiness, though, the dochka, the squishiness that was in the kala where they would gather together, that's why you hear the term yarche kala, it comes from this, minayu have, it's from them. They actually cause the squishiness, because really there's enough room that we shouldn't feel squishy, but there's so many of them that they come to these shi'urim that it makes it squishy. Hane birche deshilhe, when our knees are tired and worn out, minayu hane. Minayu, it's from them. We know it's from them because they're sitting on our laps and hurting our knees. Honey, mani, the rabbanon, the balu, the clothing, honey, those, mani, clothing of the rabbanon that wear away, what makes their clothing wear away faster than other people, mechufya ditu. It's from the rubbing against of these mazikim against them all the time that makes their clothing wear away. Honey, kare de menakfan, when our feet bump into things and it makes us trip or stub our toe or hurt ourselves, minayu, it's because of them pushing us and getting us to bump into things. I think the Marshal, the Mefarshim, saying this is all the Rabbanan, specifically the Mazikim run after them a lot because of their holiness in the Torah learning, so it does it to them the most. And the Ein Yaakov says that what's the nafkamina of knowing all this, that they're the ones that are doing all this? Because if you see it happening, he says, then you should say the Tehillim, Yoshe Beseser Elyon, which is called the Shir Shal Pagoim, the Mizmor and Tehillim that we say against Pagoim and against Mazikim. So when these things happen, you know, oh, they're surrounding you, they're hurting you, so say that Parak of Tehillim to protect yourself. Hai man debay lemeida lehu, if you want to know that they exist, you want to know they exist, you want to see that they're around, here's what you could do. Lysay, bring kitma, ashes, niela. Bring ashes to you, to them. Vinahadar apurya, and put it around your bed. Ubitzafra, and in the morning, because there's so many of them at night, that's the right time to test for them. Ubitzafra, in the morning, chaze, you're going to see in those ashes that you put around your bed, kikare de tarnagola, footsteps of a tarnagol. Footsteps of a tarnagol, and that's what their feet are like, and that shows you that they're there and that they're around. Hai man, the Ben Yishchai and others say that nowadays there's a lot less mazikim, maybe because of Yudas Adoros. I think that the Gra, there's a famous Gra, we'll talk about this one time, we'll forget to. Gemara talks about it, that the reason that there's less mazikim in the world, Stam, since the story of Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek, that lived at the time of the Gra, did it such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that it got rid of a lot of the Kokos Ara and the mazikim in the world. Anyway, so now there's a lot less of them. Haiman deboy lemechazinu. If somebody wants to see them, the mechazin to see them, so he should bring a shilyata de shunata uchmata, the placenta, shilyata, the placenta of a cat, shunata, a cat, a woman cat, uchmata, a black one, bat uchmata. Has to be a black cat, the daughter of a black cat, the placenta that comes out of that. What would have been the grandchild of that original black cat, I guess. Bukhrata bat bukhrata. It has to be the firstborn from this cat, and that cat that gave birth to it had to have been the firstborn to its black mother cat. Velikle benura, burn this placenta in fire. Uleshachke, and then like crush up the ashes. Velimle enemine, and put them in your eyes. Vechazilahu, and then you're going to see them. So and then what should you do with these ashes to protect it? Velishte begufta de parzala, you have to store it, put it in to a gufta de parzala. Gufta is like a hollowed out pole. Parzala is barzel of metal, a metal pole. Velichteme begushpanka de parzala, and seal it with a seal. Gushpanka is a seal, a stamp of metal. Why? Because dilma ganve mine. Because maybe the mazikim will try to steal these ashes from you that you don't get it. Velachton pume, and then seal the mouth. And seal your mouth. Velachton pume, seal your mouth closed. Keep your mouth closed when you see them. Ki hechi delo litzak, in order that you don't get damaged. Maybe they enter one through the mouth. Happens to be there's a bunch of stories of like Gilgulim and what are they called again? Dibuks. And some of the stories involve them leaving the mouth when they're taken out and entering the mouth when they come in. So maybe that's connected. I don't know. But anyway, keep your mouth sealed so they don't hurt you. Hurt one.
This is always or only if you're doing this?
No. If one would do this, we wouldn't even know how to do this anymore. So definitely don't try this. I don't think there's any in you to try it. But Rabbi Bevai, by Abai Ovid Hachi, he did this. He's an Amora. Chaza, and he saw the Shadim, the Itzak, and he got terribly damaged from it. Bo Rabbanan Rachame Alei Rabbanan Davin Fein Ve'itzein. He was cured, but they needed he needed the Rabbanan's tefillas to be cured. So it seems that the Gemara is not recommending doing this. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer. Something else Abba Binyamin taught us in a brisa. Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas ela b'beis hakneses. Oh, ay, the tefillah of a person is only heard in a shul. The tefillah of a person is only heard in a shul. Why are we davening? We're davening because we want our tefillahs to be answered. So it's really important to know where they're answered and where they're heard, and that's in a shul. Shenamar l'shmoa el harina ve'ela tefillah. B'makom rina sham tehe tefillah, in the place where people praise and sing songs to Hashem, and that's in shul. Sham tehe tefillah, that's the right place to ask bakashos and to daven to Hashem. The Marsha quotes the Gemara later on in Lamed Aleph that we're going to get to, that says, well, this same pasuk is brought to explain why in Shmona Esrei, first we have Shavach and then Bakasha. First the three brachos praise Hashem, and then we have all the requests and the Bakashas from Hashem. And they say, because wherever there's Rina, where there's Shavach, now you get Tefillah, which is Bakasha. How could you learn that two things? But he said, really, it's the same thing. Because the reason why your tefillah is heard in shul is because a place of praising Hashem is the right and correct place to be asking for things. This is a makom where people praise Him, so that's where also bakashos are going to be accepted. Amar Rabin Barab Ada Amar B'Yitzchak. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Matzoi B'Beis HaKnesses. From where do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is found always in a shul? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. And the way we're learning Adas Kel now is Hashem stands in where the congregation gathers. And where the congregation gathers, Rashi says, Beis Va'ad, Beis Moed Shalom. Beis Moed is the place where they gather. The place where the Kaal gathers, that's where Hashem is. That's the Shul. Uminayin la'asara shemispalalim sheshkina imam. And also, what's the mucker that when you have a minion of people, 10 people, the Shekhinah is amongst them? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, same pasuk. Hashem stands amongst a gathering, an Eda of people. And always it brings a lot of places in Shas, and Rashi quotes it over here, that we see from the Torah that by the Meraglim they referred to as an Eda Ra'a, but they were 10 people, 10 of them were Ra'a. So you see that 10 people could be referred to as an Eda. So Kadosh Baruch Hu stands amongst 10 people. So we learn from over here, though, two things, the Pnei Yeshua says, and it sounds pretty mefurish, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in shul, even when there isn't a minion, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is with a minion, even when they're not in shul. It's two separate things. There's 10 people, that's one thing, and then there's in the shul, and that's even without a minion, because if there was a minion in the shul, you don't need the fact that it's a shul. Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there for 10 people anyway, but a shul has a Shekhinah, and 10 people separately also have the Shekhinah. And the Marsha, not yet. What?
That counts as a base Knesset if 10 people are davening.
No, it's something else. No, and then the best is 10 people in a shul. Yeah. But there are halachas that, and it stems from our Gemara, that even if somebody can't daven with a minion, there's still an inyan to go to shul and daven in the shul. We don't have a shul, at least to daven with a minion. Uminayin l'shlosha sheyoshvin b'din sheshchini imahem. Right? This is still the teaching of Rabin Barav Ada. I don't know the reason, but before, by the way, when he spoke about the shul, he called him, referred to him as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When he spoke to 10 people, he's referred to her as the Shekhinah. I don't know if there's enough community, I'm just saying. And how do you know that when 3 people sit down to be a Beis Din and judge, Sheshchini Imahem, the Shekhinah is amongst judges, 3 people, Shnemar, Bikerev, Elokim, Yishpot. Amongst, so Elohim could be judges, and Elohim is also Kadosh Baruch Hu. So amongst the judges, when they're in plural and they're judged the way they're supposed to, 3 people, so Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells amongst them. And notice, says the Marsha, that by people that are davening, since they're standing, it says Elohim Nitzav, Kadosh Baruch Hu standing. And the judges who sit when you judge, they sit when you judge, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting with them, Bekerev, amongst them, just like them. He's also sitting, he's doing what they're doing. Uminayin lishnayim sheyoshvin v'oskim b'torah sheshchina imahem. And where do we know that 2 people that are sitting and toiling in Torah together, a chavrusa that's toiling in Torah together, that the Shekhinah is amongst them? Shenamar As Nidra, this is the last Nevuah that we have. The last thing a Navi ever told us in Sefer Malachi said, one of the last Psukim, As Nidru Yirei Hashem Isha Re'ehu, then in the days and the final days before Mashiach comes, Nidru, they'll speak amongst themselves, Yirei Hashem, Ish El Re'ehu, there's two people there, V'yakshev Hashem. Hashem is going to listen and he's going to write it in a book. You should look in the Pasuk, actually, in the side, because we're going to discuss the continuation of the Pasuk. So it says, V'yakshev Hashem listens to their conversations when they're learning together, V'yishma, V'yikasev Sefer Zikar in Levanav, and he writes down in a book of memory in front of him, L'yirei Hashem, that book is about the Yirei Hashem, U'lechosh Shemo. Those that consider and think about his name, we're going to talk about what that means, actually. We see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is amongst them. And he's writing, V'yakshev Hashem, Hashem's listening, he's right there. Mai ulechoshve shemo. What does it mean, the end of the pasuk, which says that in that book is both the Yirei Hashem that are learning together, and also the choshve shemo. Who are the choshve shemo? Amar of Ashi. Chishav Adam Lasos Mitzvah Venena. Somebody planned on doing a mitzvah and an onus happened that was out of his control and he couldn't complete or do the mitzvah. Velo Asa'a, he didn't do it. Male Alava Kasuv Ki'ilu Asa'a. The Pasuk, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu, Emes, considers it like he did the mitzvah. And when he comes to Shemayim, he'll see that he did the mitzvah. Even though in this world he didn't do it, but it was out of his control. And just what's so unbelievable is that they're written in the book of at the time of the Geula, when they give us this book, we're going to see all the mitzvahs that people did, even though they didn't do them because they planned on doing it, together with those people that were learning Bechavrusa, talking with Yirei Shemayim. So also those that planned on and wanted to, and just Be'ones, they couldn't. Also, Mefarshim point out, Az Nidbu Yirei Hashem. It's only when you're learning with Yirei Shemayim. If people are learning in a scornful way, they may be vaza. Some people, when they learn, they say, what is the Ba'i saying? You're not allowed to talk like that. They speak about, like, they'll say, God forbid, you're never allowed to say this. They'll say, oh, that's a weird pshat. You're weird. The pshat's not weird. You're weird. You don't get pshat. The Gemara, that's not learning with Yirei Shemayim. That's learning with Gaiva, and that we don't say that the Shekhinah dwells amongst two people like that. It's not just two people that are reading Gemara and trying to figure it out. They'd be learning with Yirei Shemayim. Only then, B'yakshev of Hashem, and Hashem writes it down. You'd be surprised at the way people talk. It's when they're learning, when you're discussing a Machlokas Rishonim, you have to be really respectful of that. Each side, you have to imagine they're standing in front of you, and learn it the way you would learn it if the Tosfos was standing in front of you watching you learn his Tosfos, trembling, not commenting on it. Okay. No one asked you what you think about Tosfos. You just have to figure out what he's saying. Okay, anyway. Uminayin shafilu echad sheyoshev osek b'torah sheshchina imo. And where do we know that even one person sitting and toiling in Torah alone, that the Shechina is with him? Shnamar b'chol makom asher azkir et shmi. I'm going to come to you. I'm going to come to you. Wherever my name is mentioned. That's so interesting. Why is this referring to mentioning Hashem's name as learning Torah? Maybe he's mentioning Hashem's name because he's davening. Where do we find this idea that Hashem's name has to do with learning? But the truth is we find it everywhere. And we find it every single morning in Birchas HaTorah. First of all, the makor for saying Birchas HaTorah is the pasuk that says in Ha'azinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugodel Elokeinu. That when I say Hashem's name, then give godless to Hashem, give kavod to Hashem. And that's where we learn at Birchas HaTorah. But it doesn't say that you learn Torah, it just says when I call out Hashem's name. So the Rabban explains, because all of the Torah is names of Hashem, like a strip of names of Hashem. And therefore Torah learning is referred to as the names of saying the names of Hashem. And we say it every day in Birchas HaTorah, we say, the Siddur though? Talmud. Kulani Yodei Shemecha. Kulani Yodei Shemecha. In Birchas HaTorah, we want to all be Yodei Shemecha. Knowing the Torah, meaning knows the Shemas of Hashem. So here, Asher Azkir at Shmi, whenever I mention Hashem's name, that's referring to Torah learning alone, I will come to you. V'chime Akada filu chad, treimi baya. If even one person learning alone, now it's the Gemara asking on what Abba Ben Yamin said in the Braitza. If a Shechina is even by one person learning, do I need to teach you about two people? Treimi baya, do I need to teach you about two? So the Gemara says, no, there's a nafkamina. Trei michtavan milayhu b'sefer zechronos. When two people are learning together, the pasuk says about them that Hashem writes their deeds, what they're doing, what their words are, in the Sefer Zichronos, in some book. Chad, but when one learns alone, the Shekhinah is there, but lo michtavan mile b'Sefer Zichronos. His learning isn't written down in a Sefer Zichronos. Tosus points out, but what he is doing is definitely being written down, though. Don't think it's not written down, like we say in Pekerebos, everything you do is written down in a book. So we're not just writing the bad things, definitely writing the good things. So I guess it's just a different book, or a different level of how much they record. I don't know exactly, okay. If even the Shekhinah dwells amongst two people, why do we need a mucker for three people that the Shekhinah dwells amongst them? Well, because the pasuk for the three people was talking about people that are sitting and bathing and judging a person's situation. They're not sitting and learning Torah. They're sitting and judging a situation. So, ma the tema, what might be your thought? Dina, when you're osek in a din, shama ba'amahu, you just bring shalom to the world. That's all it is. You bring shalom to the world, but it's not considered Torah learning. V'loat yashchina, and the shchina doesn't come. That's what you would think. Kamash malon, from the pasuk, the dina nami hainu Torah, that when judges are sitting around and discussing a case, did the ganav do it like this? Did she really do that? Did he really? That's Torah learning, and the Shekhinah dwells amongst that too. If the Shekhinah dwells amongst three people, a summary mibaya, do I need a separate pasuk that he dwells amongst 10 people? It's interesting because some of these psukim are talking about learning Torah. Some of these psukim are talking about davening, but they're jumping back and forth. Like, and nobody's saying, no, well, that was talking about davening. And this is talking about learning. It sounds like there's no reason to be mechalek, that whether people are davening, whether people are learning, the Shekhinah would dwell amongst that amount of people. Well, no, davening definitely needs 10 people, not three people. But it sounds like there might be a difference in davening with two people, davening with one person, because the Aruch said that the pshat in the Gemara that we started with today was that don't leave him alone in shul, because then you're making there be less shechina. And that had to do with davening. And over here, the Gemara spoke about two people learning together. But so it shows, you see that, at least according to the Aruch, there's not a chilek. There's still more shechina even with two people that are davening than with one person that's davening, even though over here, the Makkah was talking about learning. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So why do I need a pasuk for Asara? Right? Do I need a pasuk for 10? Asara kadma shechina va'atya. When for 10 people, the shechina comes ahead of them, and then they come. The shechina is waiting for them. The shechina is waiting. There's supposed to be a minion. People are on their way. The shechina goes, and he waits for them, ahead of them. And that's like extra special. Talata, but when it's just three people, adiatri. It's only when the three judges sit down, and they start to judge, or the two people sit down, and they start to learn, then the Shekhinah comes. But a minion, the Shekhinah is already waiting beforehand. Wow, that's a reason to rush and be one of the first people to greet a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Abin, Barav Ada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, we quoted him earlier, and now we're quoting him again. He's the one that said this whole teaching about 10 people, 3 people, 2 people, 1 person. So Amar Rabbi Abin, Barav Ada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minay Shekhodesh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. Obviously, this is a mashal. In the goof. But on some level, Kashbach is Meniach Tefillin. Shenamar, Nishba Hashem Bimino, Ubizroa Uzo. Kashbach swears by his yamin and by his arm of strength, Ubizroa Uzo. Bimino Zutora. Shenamar mimino esh das lamo. In his right hand is the Torah. Why is the Torah referred to as esh das? So the Midrash says that before the world was created, the Torah already existed, and it was written esh shchora agabe esh levana, black fire on top of white fire. And therefore, the Torah could be referred to as esh dat. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds in his right hand. Ubizroa uzo elu tefillin. In his left arm, that's where his tefillin is. Shenamar Hashem Oz La'amo Yitain. And Hashem gave Oz, strength to Klai Yisrael. Uminayin Shat Tefillin Oz Him. How do you know that their strength of Klai Yisrael is their tefillin? What's the marker that Oz means tefillin, that that's their strength, Yisrael? Dichsiv, as we have a puzzle that says, V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz, when all the nations of the world see, ki shem Hashem nikra elecha, the shem Hashem could be read upon you, the shem of Hashem is written on you, and you could see a shem Hashem on you, v'yiru imecha, then they're afraid of you. So that's our strength, because it makes the goyim afraid of us. V'tanya, we were b'risa on that pasuk, Rabbi Lezer HaGadol Omer, elu tefillin shebarosh, that's specifically referring to the tefillin shebarosh. Why is that specifically referring to the tefillin shebarosh? Rashi holds Menachos, that the reason is because that's where you have, right? You know, have you like the you have the shin on the tefillin sharosh, and you have the dalet and the knot in the back, and then you have the yud by your arm. So most of the name of Hashem Shakai is written on your head. That's what Rashi says, and that's why that's they see the Shem Hashem written on you, on your head especially. So that brings them fear of Hashem. But Tosfos over here by us argues, and he says it's not because of that, it's because that's what people see the most. That's the most visible. The one on your arm is covered up in your sleeve. It's supposed to be covered. So anyway, Oz is referring to tefillin. It's the strength of Klal Yisrael. And we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has tefillin because it says Zroa Uzo. So he also has Oz on his left arm. Amar Le Rav Nachman. Now this Gemara, obviously, has so much depth to it. Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Le Rav Chiya Bar Abin Hanei Tefillin Demari Amo, the tefillin of the master of the world. Maksivu, what's written in them? We know what's our parshios. We have Shema and all different parshios that talk about our being makabel on ourselves, mitzvos and Torah and Achdos Hashem. So what's written in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? He doesn't need that. And when the tefillin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears, meaning that's what he sees as the main reason for the creation of the world, and what he wants to keep at the top of his head, what he's both proud of and what he has to commit himself to. Like, our tefillin say what we're committing ourselves to, his tefillin says also what he's committing himself to. So what does it say? Amar Lei, Umi Ka'am Chei Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. We say Hashem Echad, he says that we're a Goy Echad. We're one nation in the world. Who is like Klal Yisrael, one nation in the world? And that's why he created the world for Klal Yisrael, and that's what's at the top of his agenda. Is the Kadosh Baruch Hu really take praise in the praise of Klal Yisrael? When you're praising Klal Yisrael, it's like you're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, that their praise is a praise to him. In yes, Tichsiv as Hashem ha'amarta hayom, v'Hashem ha'mircha hayom. The pasuk says, Rashi says ha'amarta is lashon chashivos and shevach. That we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu chashivos and praise, and he gives us chashivos and praise. That he's praised through our being praised, or our people giving us chashivos and praise. Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Atem asituni chativa achas ba'olam, you made me a focus of praise within this world. I'm going to make you a focus of praise within this world. You made me a focus of praise in this world. That's what we say, and that's what we wear. That's what we commit ourselves to, and that he's a focus of the whole world, Hashem Echad. Amalei Rav Acha braid the Rav ala Rav Ashi. Tinach b'chad beita. Okay, so now I know one of the parshas, right? We have four parshas in our tefillin. There's four compartments in our tefillin sharosh. But what's written in the other compartments of his tefillin? B'shar batimai. What's written in the other batim? Amalei, quote, different psukim from Tanakh that refer to the greatness of Kaisel. Ki mi goy gadol. That's one pasuk. It's important to see the end of this psukim for a second. Whenever we call out to him, Hashem is right there for us. That's one pasuk. Umi goy gadol, ashalo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim. Who is a great nation that has chukim u'mishpatim like this? So one of these psukim, says the Marsha, is referring to how Hashem is davak to us through our tefilos. One of them is referring to how Kadosh Baruch Hu is davak to us through our Torah. Both of those parshas are there. Ashrecha Yisrael. The end of the pasuk. Mi kamocha am nosha ba Hashem. Who is like you? A nation saved by Hashem that is always guarding you. Next pasuk. Oh, hanisa lukim. That pasuk refers to, is there any other nation that Hashem removed and took out of another nation and appeared before them? Is nobody else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated in that way and made of them his own nation? Another pasuk. Ulatitcha elyon. The Kadosh Baruch Hu places us at the highest of places over all the other nations, the pasuk continues. Ihachi, wait a second. You just quoted more than four parshios. Nefishe lehu tuve bate. You're going to need too many batim. We're only looking for four, and now we know of six psukim. Ela, ki mi gagadal, umi gagadal. The Damiel, those psukim are similar to each other. One is how Hashem is close to us through Torah. One is through Tefillah. Bechad Beita. That's put in one of the compartments. Ashrecha Yisrael, Umika Amcha Yisrael. Those are the same category. Who is like you, Klai Yisrael? Praise the you, Klai Yisrael. Fortunate you, Klai Yisrael. Bechad Beita. That is a separate compartment. And then, oh, Anisa Lukim, that's Bechad Beita. Ulatitcha Elyon, that's Bechad Beita. So now we have what's in each one of the batim. And by the way, just like we're makbid on the kashrus of our parshios, that there are no mistakes in our parshios, we could be makbid on the parshios of that are written in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, that the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take pride in Klai Yisrael, and the more that we actually make ourselves special and holy nation, we're making a Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin more kosher, more true, what it is that it says in it. V'kulu ksive ba'adre. And all the parshas are written in this tefillin shayah, just like by ours, all the parshas are put there, but all in one compartment. It's the same also like that by him. Amar Rabin bar Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak. Again, same Amora, another teaching. Anybody who regularly comes to shul, I imagine for a specific minyan, and one day he doesn't come. Uh-oh, do you want to keep on reading? I'm not sure. Kadosh Baruch Hu mashil bo, Kadosh Baruch Hu asks for him. Oh no. It's like one thing, if you find out the Rosh Yeshiva was looking for your minyan, be like, Kadosh Baruch Hu mashil bo, shnemar, mi bachem yiri Hashem, shomea b'kol avdo. Where are you, the one with Yirat Shemayim, that you're supposed to be listening to the call of the Shliach Tzibur, B'kol Avdo, Ashahala Chashachim, you now went into the dark, Ve'ein Nogalo, there's no light by you, you're not around, nowhere to be found. Darshan's Rabin, Barav Adah, Im L'dvar Mitzvah Halach, if he went to go do a mitzvah, and that's why he's not there, Nogalo, then there will be light by him. But if he went for some other matter, some business matter, something else that made him miss the minyan, not a mitzvah, then ain't no golo. Then there won't be light for him where it is that he's going. He won't be matzliach in what it is that he's doing. It finishes the pasuk that he's darshaning. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. You should be trusting Hashem. Why did you miss minyan? To go do business or to get to your meeting or to get to whatever. You should have had bitachon on Hashem that you don't have to worry and you shouldn't have missed the minyan. My timer. Why is there no light in Hatzlacha when you miss the minyan? Mishum dehavale liftoch b'shem Hashem v'lo batoch. He should have had bitachon, and he didn't. And that's why the pasuk ends with that mussar to him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'shal shakadosh baruch hu ba b'beis hakneses v'lo matzah ba'asara. He comes to shul and there's not a minyan. Miyad hu koes. Boy, shnemar medua bati v'ein ish karati v'ein ona. I came and no one's here. I called and no one's answering. Amar Bichelbo, Amar Huna, Kala Kovea, Makom Letfiloso, Eloke Avram Ba'azro. Anybody that is Kovea sets a set place for where he davens. And the Shulchan Aruch says, not just a set shul, but a set seat in that shul. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, and if, even if you're not davening shul and you're davening at home, you should have the set place that you daven at home when you daven there. But you have to have a Makom Kavua for where it is that you daven. Then look how valuable that is. Eloke Avram Ba'azro. The God of Avram will come to help you and be behind you. As we're going to see that he also went to the same spot when he davened. We'll soon see. Ukashemes, and when such a person dies, Omrimlo, they should say it a hesped for him. That was such a valuable thing what he did. A makom. E anav. E anav. What an anav. E chasid. What a chasid. What a pious person. Mitamidav shel Avram Avinu. He's like a Talmud of Avram Avinu. But whoa, what is this high, lofty level that all we have to do is have a makom kavua to get such praises? So the Talmid of the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, that can't be what it means. That's not a big enough thing to say such huge praises. He says what it means is that he's makbid on all the Hilchos Tefillah, even this one, that he has a makom kavua and he always have him in the same place. But on top of that is, he's so makbid on all the Hilchos Tefillah. That's Talmid the Rabbeinu Yonah. But others explain, because there's another here, because when somebody davens at the same place every day, so that it becomes a place with tremendous extra siyat d'shmaya. And davening there is because you want that special siyat d'shmaya. When you don't daven in the same place, it's like you think you could do it on your own. But we can't do it on our own. And that's a lack of anava. It's gaiva. So when we realize that I can't trust my own tefillah being strong enough, I need all the things I could do to help make them more powerful, like trying to go to the same place so that the koach of my previous tefillahs maybe will help this tefillah also go up. That's coming from a makom of humility, and maybe that's what this midah is reflecting. But either even so, this gemara requires more thought than going deeper into what's this high level. The Avraham Avinu menala dekava makom. Where do we find that Avraham Avinu had it was koveya amakom? D'chsiv v'yashkim Avram baboker el hamakom esher amad sham. Why does it have to tell us where he went? He went to the same place he stood before. He went back to the same place. And V'yashem Avraham Boker is referring to when he went to daven Shacharis. We're going to learn. I think that's the pasuk. So when he went to the same spot that he davened the other day. V'ein amida el tefila. Amida over there is referring to tefila. Shenemar v'yamod Pinchas v'yifalel. He used the word amida when Pinchas davened. So Avraham was going to daven. And he went to the makom asher amad sham, the same spot. Amar b'chavo, amar avhuna. Hayotze mi'beis ha'kineses. Ayafsia psia gasa. When you're leaving shul in the Zalacha, you're not allowed to take big, large steps. You're definitely not allowed to run out of shul. That's like a zilzal. You don't run away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Abaye, lo amran ela lamepach. That's only in terms of leaving shul. Ava lameya, to go up to shul, mitzvah lemirhat. It's a mitzvah to run to shul. It's a mitzvah to go fast. So let's do that. Let's run up the steps all the way. The Beit Shemesh, you're coming anyway, and it's a mitzvah to run. It's an easy mitzvah. Some mitzvahs are easy, and you get so much time for them. So those are easy ones. Shneamar, near defa ladas es Hashem. You're supposed to run after having a connection to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to run after it. Amar bizera mareish at first ki have a chazina luhu l'rabbanan. When I saw the rabbanan, the karahate lepirka b'shabka, that they were running. Right, they were running to shear on Shabbos. Amina, I said to myself, Kamachayan, there be Machalel. Probably the word is added in Shabbos. Kamachayan, there be Machalel Shabbos. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. It's a luck, you can't run on Shabbos. Kamachayan Rabbanan Shabbos, sorry. The Rabbanan are being Machalel Shabbos. Kim de Shemana, Lahad Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. But then when I heard Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi taught, which is, La'olam yoretz adam l'dvar halacha v'afilu b'shabbos. A person should always run to Torah, always run to halacha, always run for mitzvahs, even on Shabbos. Shenemar, achrei Hashem yilchu ke'aryeh yishag. Run after, go after Hashem the way you run away from a lion. Meaning, that's how fast you should be running. Ananami rehitna. Once I heard that, not only did I realize that the Rabbanan would not be Machal Shabbos, but I also started to run, even on Shabbos, to a shir, or to davening, or to a mitzvah. Amar Bizera, Agra de Pirka Riata. The Iker main schar that you get when you go to a shir, a pirka to a shir, is the running that you did to the shir. One pshat that you could say on this Gemara that I think is said, not by Rashi though, is because that shows the Avas Hashem. The running after the Dvarashim, the fact that you want to be Dovet Hashem, that means that shows the value of the Torah that you have, that you're running to it. And that's even the Iker Schar. But Rashi says that this is actually giving a little bit of like a ha'ara. Listen, he says most people, when they go to Shir, they don't fully understand it, and they don't fully chazer or remember it. And therefore, the main Schar you end up coming out with is just the fact that you went to the Shir. Just the fact that you went to the Shir, already just for that you get Schar. And that's a lot. You should look at that Rashi later. Amar Abaye, Agra Dekala Doka. The Iker Schar that you get for going to that shir where everyone gathers together before the regalim, that's the fact that you deal with the squishiness there. And you get schar for being amongst that squishiness. Think about this Gemara. Whenever it's like really hot out and you're sitting in shir and it's so hot and you're having trouble falling, you know, like staying awake, or the Rebbe's being really boring, or like their voice is very like low tone, or whatever it is, like, whatever it is, it's uncomfortable to be in the shir and realize that the Iker Schar is coming from that. Amar Rava, Agra Deshmaitza Svara. When you're learning, the Iker Schar that comes from the learning is the Svara. Look at Rashi, Agra Deshmaitza Svara. Shu Yageya V'Toreach U'Machashev L'Havin Time Moshe Davar. The fact that when he toils and puts in effort and calculates and works it out to understand what's behind this piece of Gemara, that's where the schar comes from, the toiling and the effort. Not that afterwards he has encyclopedic knowledge of the Torah and he becomes like a Bar Ilan, you know, like that Bar Ilan thing with all the sources, he could just quote them by heart. That's not the Ikar Schar. The Ikar Schar is the toiling and working to understand it. Amar Rav Papa, Agra de Beit Tamya, the Ikar Schar that you get in a house of Avelus, and the house of Avelus is Shtikuta, being quiet, not saying anything. Because you might think, people, as they go, they feel they have to say something. You don't have to say something. The Ikar Schar is in being there and not saying anything. Amar Mar Zutra, Agra de Ta'anita, the Ikar Schar of a Tainis, a fast day, is Tzedkata, giving tzedakah. The fast days as a big Indian and giving tzedakah then. Also because they're going to need to eat after the fast. Amar of Sheshes, and here it is, you see, I'm fasting, look how much I'm doing. It hurts me to not eat. But no, you're going to give tzedakah too. Amar of Sheshes, Agra de Hespeda, the Ikar Schar you get for giving a hesped for somebody that passed away is Deluye. When you raise your voice in mourning to bring about crying from the kehila, you have to try to speak in a way that gets people to cry, and that's the Ikar Schar that you get for the hesped. Amar of Ashi, Agra de Behilulai, the Ikar Schar that you get for going to a chasana, to misamech the chasana kala, is mile, is the words, not just the dancing and pulling the chasana in the middle and doing your tricks in front of him and all that, but the Ikar Schar is mile, what you say, the words you say to him to mechazik him or to raise up the value of the kala in his eyes or vice versa, whatever it is. So that's the Ikar Schar that you get for being misamech the chasana kala. Amar of Huna, Kal mispalel achorei beis hakneses nikra rasha. So there's the Rishonim is a big tumult. There's a lot to work on over here. But anybody that davens in the back of a shul, but Rashi by us, and Tosos by us, the Marsha says they agree with each other. Tosos says he argues in Rashi, but the Rashi that he quotes is not the Rashi that we have in front of us. He quotes a different sheet of Rashi's. So the Rashi that we have in front of us, the Marsha says, is like Tosos, and he says the pshat is like this. The doors of the shul, right, the Aron Kodesh would be facing by them the west, because it was facing Eretz Yisrael, and the door to come to the shul was in the Mizrach. So if somebody was outside the doors of the Mizrach, and he's standing outside the shul, and his back is to the shul, Kalam Espala Chorei Besa Knesses, he's outside the shul, and his back is to the shul, Nikra Rasha. Because it looks like he's diving to a different god, not to the same one as everybody else. It's like a Chil Hashem. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Saviv Rishayim Yisalachun. People that go around and they turn around, they go to the back, Rishayim, they're called Rishayim. Amar Abaye, Lo Amar Ela De La Mahadar Apa De Bikinish. All this is only when he's not facing the shul, like we said. Right? At first you might have thought that he's outside the shul, and that's already a problem, but comes Abaye to qualify that and say, no, only when his back is to the shul. Of a mahadar apel bekinishah, but if he faces the shul, like the right direction, like everybody else is, leislanba, then it's not a problem. Then it's not a problem. But again, I just explained according to one of the perushim, but there's such a topic over here. Ahu gavra, the kamatz leachorei bekinishah. There was somebody that was davening in this wrong way. V'lo mahadar apel bekinishah, and he didn't turn to face the shul. Chalaf Eliyahu came by, Eliyahu Navi. Chazye, so he saw the guy. Idmi le kataya, so he appeared to him like an Arab. And that's a common thing in Shas. You see, Eliyahu Navi appears like an Arab a lot. Amale, kedu bar kiyamta kame marach. Kedu is two. Du is two, like duo, two. Bar is rishus. Like, as if there's two rishus, as if there's two different masters in front of you, you're facing one way and the shul's facing a different way. Shalaf Safsar, he pulled out a sword, Vakatle, and killed the guy. Amale, and the Ben Ishchai quotes what we said earlier, a few daf ago, that anybody that doesn't do the Divrei Rabbanan, Chayav Misa. So here is a Divrei Rabbanan, Chayav Misa. They killed him.
Why is Eliyahu killing people?
Very interesting. Good. Also, I don't know. I wonder if it's Gemara literal or kill them. Like, I don't know.
Soul, maybe.
What?
Kill a soul.
Interesting. I don't know. I didn't get to look into this more. I mean, there is another, a whole different pshat people give. that whatever, I'm not going to say. Amalei ahumei rabbanan rabibi bar baye. Ahumei rabbanan said to rabibi bar baye. Amalei la rabibi rabbi the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. My krums lus lebnei adam. By the way, that's the continuation of the pasuk that we quoted. Saviv Rishayim is halachon. The Rishayim daven in the back. So the pasuk ends off krums lus lebnei adam. So that's what we want to darshan that right now. What is that pasuk referring to? Amalei elu dvarim sha'omdim beruma sha'olam. This is referring to matters that stand at the heights of the world, the most powerful things that stands at the highest places, that reach the highest places of existence. Ubnei adam mezalzalin behen, and people disgrace it, they cheapen it, they don't treat it with the proper covenant. It's referring to tefillah. And it makes sense, as the Marsha, that's a continuation of the other pasuk, where the guy is diving in the back of the shul, not diving the right way. He's being mezalzel in tefillah. But stam, whenever we don't realize the tremendous value of tefillah, we're being mezalzel in tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer, the Amr Tavar, they both said, Kivan shenitztarech adam lebrios. They're giving a different shot in the pasuk. Not that it's talking about tefillah and things that stand at the heights of the world. They have a different pshat in Krims Los Lebnei Adam. If a person comes to a place that he needs other people to support him, Kivin Shastarech Adam Lebriyot, if somebody needs people's help, Panav Mishtanos Kekrum, his face changes colors like a krum. We're going to see what the krum is soon, but it's something that changes colors. And his face changes colors because of the embarrassment with the fact that he has to ask others for help. Shnemar Krum Zlus Lebnei Adam, somebody that's mezazel himself to Bnei Adam, he has to lower himself to people because he needs their help. We say about him, Krum, that his face changes colors. And I think the Marsha, someone explains, well then, what would the beginning of the pasuk meant over there? Saviv Rishayim is halachon. Rishayim walk around the people that owe them money, and it makes them feel bad, makes them feel embarrassed, makes their face change colors. But they're not supposed to do that. If somebody owes you money, you're supposed to stay away from him so as not to embarrass him. So that's why they also explain the beginning of the pasuk differently. My krum, what's krum? Why is that something that changes colors? What's that referring to? Ki aser of dimi, amar, it always says, about, often it says about Ravdimi that he's aser, that he comes. Because he was one of those amarim that used to travel back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Babel. Ki aser of dimi, amar, of echad yesh b'krachei hayam. There's a certain bird far away by the islands. Ukrum shmo, the name of the bird is krum. Something interesting about the bird, v'kevan shacham mazorachas, when the sun shines on him, Mishapich l'kama gvanim. He turns many different colors. So if you want to say that something changes colors, you can compare it to a krum. And that's why we use the word krum, that bird that changes colors. His face also changes colors. But I thought maybe, I didn't look at to see anybody say this, but it's interesting that it's specifically when the sun shines on him. Somebody, when he needs other people, and he has to embarrass himself to ask for help, he thinks that this is horrible, and he's in such an embarrassing place, and his face is changing colors, like that bird changes colors. But when does that bird change colors? When the sun shines upon him. Hashem is doing a tremendous chesed. This is going to bring him a tremendous kapara. This gives him a nava and humility. So the sun is shining him, and that's what's making him change colors. Okay. Rav Ami, Rabbi Asi, the Amar Tavayo, they both said, Ki'ilu nidon b'shnei dinim. Somebody that has to ask others for help, it's like he's being judged with two punishments. Eish umayim, like a fire punishment and also a water punishment. Shnemar, hirkafta enosh l'rashenu. If you put, you had ride over us, a human being over our heads, like that we needed, that was now over us, we owed him. Banu b'eishu b'mayim. It's like we went into fire and we went into water. V'amar b'chelbo, amar avhuna. La'olam yehi adam zayir b'tfilas ha-mincha. Be very, very careful and make sure to daven mincha. Shrei Eliyahu lo nena ela b'tfilas mincha. Eliyahu ha-Navi. This is talking about the story with the Nevi'i Ha-Baal. That there was unfortunately too many Jews that were following after the Baal and worshiping him, and finally Eliyahu Navi wanted to make Kiddush Hashem and show that they were wrong, and he had them take a korban, and he took a korban, and they went onto one mountain, and he went to the other mountain, and he said, "We're not going to light fire. Let's see if the fire comes down from Shemayim." And he even poured water and stuff all over the wood of his korban, and no fire came down to theirs, even though they cried all day and screamed all day. But he just said to Hashem, a pasuk that we're going to say soon, and fire came down from Shemayim, ate it up, it was tremendous kid Hashem. And that specifically happened. The pasuk is going to stress that happened at Mincha time. The Marsha says that we're not coming to say mikshur to daven mincha. That we have gemaras later that bring a source from mincha. That's not what we're talking about. It's saying to daven mincha at the earliest time possible. There's an inyan to be machmir daven mincha at the earliest time possible. And that's what this gemara is talking about. Shnemar. V'hi ba'alos ha-mincha. Right when it was time for mincha. V'yigash Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu went and v'yomer. He said, etc. Aneni Hashem, aneni. That's what he said. Answer me, Hashem, answer me. And now the Gemara explains, Aneni Shetarit Esh Min Hashemayim. The first answer me is, answer me that let fire come down from heaven. The Aneni, and the second Aneni is, and now they should interpret it the right way. They shouldn't make Leitzanas and say, oh, Shalom Yomu Maisek Shafimim. People shouldn't say, oh, it's some magic that Le'ar Navi did, or some magical thing happened, but that's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he had to, he davened with Hashem, make sure people don't make light of this, that they see it for what it really is, because often we do that. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Betfilas Arvis, also by Arvis, which again the Marsha says, daven Mariv right away. Shenemar, Tikon tefilasi ketoras lefanecha. Let me arrange my tefillah ketoras lefanecha right after the ketoras. The ketoras was the last thing done during the day, right before it turned into night. So says the Marsha, Davin Marv, right after when the ketoras would have been brought. Masas kapai minchas erev. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Af tefillah shachris, Shenamar, Hashem boker tishma koli, boker erach lecha v'atzapet. It says boker, boker twice, coming to say that it should be extra early as you're possibly able to daven. Hashem, in the morning, will listen to my voice. Boker, in the morning, I'll arrange in front of you the tefillah v'atzapet, and I'll wait for you to answer it. Ramar bichabo Amar Rav Huna, kol anehne misudas chasen ve'eno misamchov. Somebody goes to a chasana and eats, but is it misameach the chasan over b'chamisha kolos? You know what he's going against? You know what he's rejecting or breaking? The chamisha, he's breaking five kolos. Shnemar kol salsam v'kol simcha, kol chasan v'kol kala, kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzvakos. So all those kolos of simcha that you're supposed to be part of and add to, you're going against all of that. Hashem stressed it five times and you're still not keeping it. V'im samcho, and if you are misameachim, mascharo, what's the tremendous reward? By the way, that's how it goes. Either do very much the wrong thing or super right and tremendous schar. I'm Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Zocha l'Torah, shnitna b'chamisha kolos. Wow, you know, people could learn. Sometimes you just don't get pshat, you don't reach high levels. And sometimes somebody could. You need schuyos. And one of the schuyos that makes one zocha to Torah is being misameach achasin and kala. Why? Because Torah was also given b'chamisha kolos. Shnamar v'hi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yos ha'boker, is describing matan Torah. V'hi kolos, two. Ubrakim v'anan kavet alahar. V'kol, three, shofar. V'hi kol, four, ha'shofar. V'lokim yanenu b'kol, five. So just like it says, kol five times by chasin kala, it says kol five times by matan Torah. So somebody that's misameach chasin and kala is zocha to Torah. And by the way, some of these Gemaras are not just figurative, they're even literal. There's a story of the Ger Rebbe, tremendous Ger Rebbe, tremendous Talmud Chacham. And one time somebody saw him going to a random chasana. He didn't know any of the people there. Everyone was like so honored. The Ger Rebbe's coming and he's dancing here. What? Finally, somebody asked him afterwards when he left, like, why do you go to that chasana? He said, I was stuck in a piece of Gemara. I didn't understand that. I was working so hard on it. And I needed pshat. I wanted to be Zocha to Torah. So I went to Mesamech Chasana Kala and I came out and then I got pshat. So this Gemara Mamash. Ini, is that so? That there were only five kolos there? But there's another pasuk you haven't quoted. V'chola am roim es kolos. The whole nation saw the kolos. Is this kolos again? No. Otan kolos, dekoda matan Torah, havu. It's talking about the same kolos that the pasukim referred to before matan Torah. They saw those kolos. These aren't different kolos. They saw those kolos. So it's not new kolos. We don't have a question. Rabbi Abau Amar, Ki'ilu Hikriv Toda. It's like you bring a korban when you're Mesameach Chasan Akala. It's like you brought a korban Toda to Hashem. You're thinking, if you're Besimcha over there, Simcha, that's the best type of appreciating what Hashem does. When you appreciate what Hashem does for you, you're selfish. You're so happy you have that. When you appreciate what Hashem does for somebody else to the point that it brings you Simcha, you're not just putting on a show, enjoying the music, and like having fun with your friends, dancing and drinking. But you actually are Besimcha for the Chasan and Kala. That means you're happy not for what Hashem did for you, you're happy for what Hashem did for somebody else. That's a Korban Toda. Shnemar Mevi'im Toda Beis Hashem. That's the end of that pasuk where they're talking about the It's like you're building up the destroyed buildings of Yerushalayim. This is bringing the Geula to Mesameach Achasen and Kala. Shnemar ki ashev et shvus haaretz kibarishona. I guess the pasuk continues that he's going to bring back the inhabitants of the land won't be uninhabited anymore like it once was. Amar Hashem. Amar Bichaba, Amar Avuna, Kol Adam, Shiyeshbo, Yerushamayim, Dvarav Nishmoim. If somebody truly, really has Yerushamayim, people listen to him. People listen to him. What he says to do, they listen to, and they listen to his words, and it's nichnas into their lev. There's really, I don't think there's a source in Shas for Dvar Mayotzim and Achlev, nichnasim alev. Words that come out of the heart, go into the heart. Maybe it's somewhere else as a source for it. I don't think it's in Shas. But maybe this Gemara does show a little hint towards it a little bit, because if somebody actually is Yerushalayim, then his words go into other people. And why do we need to know this? So, who says this, Pshat? That in order to know, the Magid Ta'aluma, he says, what's the nafkamina of knowing this? Because if people aren't listening to you and it's not getting through, that means you got to work on your Yerushalayim. Not on your speaking skills. Not on your oratory abilities. Like, not, you don't need another class in speech to get people to listen to you. Yeah, you could put on a great show, but your words have to get into their heart and change them. That has nothing to do with how well spoken that you are. Rav Shteyman and Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chafetz Chaim, were they great speakers? Was Moshe Rabbeinu able to speak clearly and properly? No. But their words affected the whole world. Why? Because of the Yerushalayim. What we have to work on if we want to affect the world with our words is that Yerushalayim, not in our speaking abilities. Shneamar, Sof Davar, Hakol Nishma Eselokim Yira. The diak is that the puzzle could have said Hakol Tishma. Right, listen to everything, but didn't say listen to everything, telling us what to do. It's saying Hakol Nishma, that everything that you say will be heard. Sofdar Hakol Nishma. Who? When? Whose? All of his words will be heard. Eselokim Yira. When it is Yerushalayim. My, what does it mean at the end of that pasuk in Koheles, right? Sof davar kol nishma as elokim yirah v'etz mitzvasav shemor kizeh kol ha'adam. So the end of the pasuk of Koheles says kizeh kol ha'adam. That's all of man. What does that mean? Kizeh kol ha'adam. Amar b'lezer, amar kadosh baruch hu. Kol ha'olam kulo lo nivra ela b'shvil zeh. The whole entire world was made for him. For him. For the person that is Yerushalayim, that's who Hashem made the world for. Everything you see in the world, if you want to know how valuable it is and how important it was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how much is worthwhile to invest in somebody having Yerushalayim, look at how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the world. It was all made for that one guy with Yerushalayim. And we could say that about any one person that has Yerushalayim, the whole world could be made just for him. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar, Shakul Zeh Keneged Kol HaOlam Kulo. He's equal to the whole world. If you had to try to give a value to planet Earth and add in the stars and the sun and the moon and put a price on it, that's how valuable he equals. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Omer, Va'amri la Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma Omer, Kol ha'olam kulo lo nivra el litzavos lazeh. The whole world was created to accompany him and be tools for him to work with. Everything in this world is for the person with Yerushalayim to be able to have to serve Hashem with. There could even be, the Rambam says, there could be some thousands of people that exist because it's going to affect that person with Yerushalayim's life. And the Marsha quotes a Gemara at the end of the Masechta that we'll get to in a month and a half, 2 months, whatever it is, less than 2 months. So Marsha, where somebody, you know, one of the Tanaim, Maram, was standing realizing, wow, look at all those people working in the field, cutting the grain. Look at all the people that are making the bread, and all the people that are doing this. It's all that I should have the food, and I should have the water. Because he was serving Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, davening Yerushalayim. And that's why Hashem made everything in the world, to serve and to be tools for those people. If you know that your friend is usually going to say hi to you, greet you, you say it first. You say it first. Be the first one to say shalom to him. Shnemar bakei shalom v'red fehu. Run after shalom. That means to be the first one. Vim nasan lo v'lo hechzir. Let's say somebody chaser shalom, says shalom to you, and you don't respond. You don't respond. You don't greet him back. Gaz nikra gazlan. When it's called a robber, you stole from him, saying shalom to him. Shnemar va'atem bi'artem. How do I understand how to pronounce that? Hakerem gzelas ha'ani b'batechem. You stole from an ani. How do you steal from an ani? An ani has nothing to steal from him. He doesn't have anything to give. But he could say shalom. So you stole from him his shalom. If he said shalom to you and you didn't say shalom to him, that's how you could steal from an ani. You owe him a shalom right now. Shkayev. You had a shalom. You'd notice that.